we are again. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. P.J. Barden is my name. And we're here again live on this Saturday, 1st of April, 2017. And it's not April Fool's Day as far as I'm concerned, but plenty of surreal reality of what we deal with on this program. Usually a diet of fairly depressing stuff, but real stuff on SSRIs, GMOs, fracking, Agenda 21, and water wars, etc. But today, later on in the second hour, I hope to talk to Eric Hughes, I think it is, who sits in for Tom Lacoveras to tell us how he's doing and another attack on us. I myself had a horrendous attack on my computer. I won't go into the details here. From the spooks, and they wiped me out on Skype. And luckily I have somebody who knows exactly how to deal with this. And they're attacking the alternative media, attacking RBN, and they're attacking payments going into RBN. I'll talk to John about that tomorrow. But it's shocking. It's and this chap who used to do this kind of work for the spooks, an outstanding guy, who lives close to me, he said, yeah, you're being attacked and being monitored. It's like when you ring the DVLA in this country about your car tax, you're automatically recorded and transcribed instantly, and that's the system that's been applied to the Patriot Movement. And then anything else they can throw at us, etc., etc. But anyway, a few small notes about in the UK now, the famous final divorce papers, the Brexit has been delivered to Brussels. And within 48 hours, they're throwing all sorts of grenades under Britain and threatening to give Gibraltar. Now, I have to explain, Gibraltar is a tiny island off Spain that is still under British control. The British population, British majority, I think it's only about 10,000 people live there, something. But the European Union, just to be totally perverse and pig-ignorant and destructive, have given Gibraltar, Spain, a veto on the EU agreement with the European Union, pending what Gibraltar wants to do. Well, the Spanish have been trying to get Gibraltar back from the British for 50 years. So this is the game that's been played, and the flag is up, and it's going to get really nasty and dirty with the European Union. But we do have the backup of Trump and the United States on this. But I can see the two-year plan to agree the Brexit negotiations. I can hear background stuff in the background, Sam, like ads or something, or somebody talking. I don't know who it is. But it's going to get very nasty, and there is an option for Britain to just walk away and revert to WTO rules, and I think that will happen. But I'll leave that be until other things happen in the oncoming months, etc., etc. But today, dealing with, the police state again, and different things in and out of American politics, and again, interests us, but a story here saying that Trump's pick for the FDA attempts to distance himself from Big Pharma. Well, I wonder, Big Pharma have their hands around the agricultural pharma, like Monsanto, be it GlaxoSmithKline and the likes of them in medicine, who control medicine, it's shocking, and vaccinations and all the rest of it, and Monsanto in agriculture. They have their grip around the politicians' necks and subsequently the rest of us. But Derek Brose is writing a piece here in Activist Post, and he's saying critics are calling attention to the relationship between the pharmaceutical companies and President Trump's nominee for the Food and Drugs Administration, and Dr. Scott Gottlieb. Is he the nominee? Gottlieb is promising to rescue himself from more than 20 companies he is involved with should he be accepted as head of the Food and Drugs Administration. We see this. Gottlieb, where did they get these names? Made the promise after his relationship with pharmaceutical corporations became a concern for those who opposed his nomination to the FDA. I mean, why do they touch these people? In a letter to the ethics head of the Department of Health and Human Services, the ethics head of the Department of Health and Human Services, imagine such a creature exists as if he was independent. Gottlieb promised to rescue himself from more than 20 companies in which he is financially involved. This reminds me of Facebook, who set themselves up as the godlike editors and censors of news, and they can knock you off Facebook. Thank God I'm not on Facebook, Twitter, or blogging of any kind. And they said they'll knock you off for what their invented phrase, and wait for the phrase, for violating community standards. Violating community standards. That's undefinable. That's like an Erich Honecker rule in Eastern Germany, in Honecker's Germany, under fascism. It's whatever they say it is. I mean, that's about as vicious and nasty as it gets. But this will continue this article. Gottlieb is a physician who was deputy commissioner of the FDA from 2007 to 2007. Well, that eliminates him straight away, under the Bush administration. He currently sits on the board of several small biopharma companies and advises GlaxoSmithKline, who else, and the sixth largest pharmaceutical company in the world. Well, they're pretty massive at the sixth, I can tell you. Gottlieb also works for venture capital fund New Enterprise Associates and is managing director of investment banking firm T.R. Winston & Company. Fits the protocol of the shills who go in and out of the FDA and back to the pharmaceutical industry. What is Trump doing with these people? Right. The increased focus on these connections came after a report from the Wall Street Journal revealed details of Gottlieb's relationship with the pharmaceutical companies. According to the SWSJ, Gottlieb has earned millions of dollars as an executive and in speaking fees and consulting fees from the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, it's such a predictable thing. I'll read it anyway. As Fortune magazine notes, Gottlieb has previously promoted fewer FDA regulations. Fewer, I don't know why they're using that word, fewer FDA regulations in order to speed up the drug approvals process, a goal which has also been strongly endorsed by President Donald Trump. These conflicts will be explored on April 5th at the Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee, called, abbreviated ironically, HELP, H-E-L-P. I'm reading out something on pensions in a minute, it'll scare the living daylights out of you. Committee hearings on Gottlieb's nomination. This Education Health Committee will be sitting on his nomination. Interestingly, Reuters reports that Gottlieb, or whoever the nominee ends up being, would be responsible for implementing key elements in the recently passed 21st Century Cures Act. I thought the word cure is never allowed to be used in these things, which calls on the agency to streamline the drug approval process. Streamline it. They're already approving drugs and not properly tested. I mean, this is absolute Nazi, neo-Nazi warfare. And this article is on an activist post written by Derek Bronze, and it says, Trump's pick for the FDA attempts to distance himself from Big Pharma. We'll just finish out the article. Implementation of the 21st Century Cures Act points to a deeper purpose for the incoming head of the FDA. For more on that, we look to a recent report from Truth Stream Media. The 21st Century Cures Act, H.R. 34, became law in December 2016, and most people have no idea what it contains, including the people who voted for it in Parliament. I mean, it's beyond a joke. An activist post-editor note states, essentially it redefines what is meant by informed consent. Oh, yeah, they're not going to tell you if they're testing drugs on you. Well, they haven't been telling you in doctor surgery. Your average idiot patient goes into a criminal known as a GP, gets a prescription, a few mealy-mouthed words from the GP, and they go and get it, and they have no clue what's in it. Essentially, it redefines what is meant by informed consent, or put another way, it expands the ability of Big Pharma to experiment on the population under the assumption that the dangers of vaccines and pharmaceuticals are too minimal for serious consideration. I mean, that is unbelievable. Derek Rose says, who is yours? But that's what's going on again. Same kind of stuff every week I'm bringing out, but there's a deluge of it, and they're now trying to get rid of informed consent people, right? So you'll be treated just like a total moron. And another part of the police state, Connecticut could become the first state to give police killer drones the okay. And James Holbrook is writing this. He said it was only a matter of time. On Thursday, the Associated Press, liars in chief, the Associated Press, reported that lawmakers in Connecticut are currently considering allowing police to use weaponized drones. Well, we have evidence of somebody being killed by a drone who was not wanted to be in circulation by the security services there. It's been a vast tome of documents I have. It was highlighted by a lot of people in the alternative media. Connecticut lawmakers are considering whether the state should become the first in the country to allow police to use drones outfitted with deadly weapons, Associated Press writes. A proposal immediately met with concerns with a damn to do something about it, concern by civil rights and libertarian advocates. The same old phrase, make some clucking noises and then they disappear. The proposed bill, which overwhelmingly passed in the state's Judiciary Committee, will now head to the House floor, would ban the use of weaponized drones for everyone but the police. You're just a sitting duck, like taking guns away from people and saying it's a gun-free zone. You become a sitting duck. Rules on how and when cops would use armed drones would be established by the State Police Officer Standards Training Council. Nothing to do with the citizenry. Just stay there and they'll take pot shots at you. The conclusion of the POST, the State Police Officer Standards Training Council. Yeah, the Police State Standard Training Council conducts its activities for the most part at its Meridian, Connecticut facility known as Connecticut Police Academy. Well, so the rules of engagement regarding police use of deadly drones would be written by the police themselves. That's a fact worthy of consideration when rolled up with the rest of what the ACLU's David McGuire calls potentially dangerous precedent. Potentially. What kind of idiots are these people? It's a really concerning and outrageous that it's being considered in our state legislature, he told AP, blah, blah, blah. But that goes on and on and on. And there's a reference to Texas here, since RBN's in Texas. Last year in Dallas, Texas, much of it was made of police force use of an armed robot to kill the suspect. That's the one I'm talking about, who had just murdered five cops. That incident was widely considered to be the first time civilian police force had used robots to kill someone. Well, of course, they'd try it out in a situation like that, which was a straightforward who killed who, to legitimize it. Indeed, the state body is considering, this is in Texas, considering such a bill in the first place, is truly a sign of our times. On Wednesday, for instance, Bloomberg ran a piece titled Fears Grow of Terror in U.S. with Widespread Civilian Drones. But anyway, stand by, people, for you're going to be attacked with drones next for not paying your car tax or whatever. this is real stuff going on in real time. And another one in this area, too. Riots, fear, anger predicted by artificial intelligence simultaneously detects your emotions and eventually preparing for martial law on predictive programming. It's not funny. I shouldn't be laughing. It's artificial intelligence. Mark Slava writing this again. And I just read a piece of it. It's a long article. But it is true that how you react to a situation will determine whether or not you achieve a successful outcome. It's whether you'll be shot at a police stop for a taillight, for instance. But another, John Stapler, read out an article like that a few nights ago on his program. During the emergency, the strength and resolve, this is in a national crisis, so-called, during the emergency, the strength and resolve of your mindset and of your psychological state will ultimately be the driving force in whether you become a survivor or a victim. Well, you've got to have resources and supplies. Your supplies and plans will be secondary to that. During a large-scale breakdown, keeping calm under stress and resisting crowd forces to join into mayhem will be among the most valuable traits. Well, we want to call him an ex who used to be on RPN for many years, an outstanding guy, Alan Watt. Going in one of his videos on YouTube, saying it's a well-known fact in life, if most people can cope with two crises, but if you're hit with three or four, most people mentally collapse at the same time. If you're hit with three or four crises in your life at the same time, unless you have somebody advising you and have a bit of training and ability, it can wipe you out. You'll be unable to do anything. But if the animal overtakes rational man, the battle is lost. Society will be immediately devolved into the worst behaviors. Well, enough food shortages and water shortages. The other thing related to all this is there's an EMF attack on the electrical system, the national grid system in any country. And it's this absolute living disgrace in America. It's the most vulnerable, screwed-up, third-rate system in the world. Even Ireland has a system that was designed by Siemens because they built the hydro system originally on the Shannon. But $9 trillion unaccounted for in the Pentagon, another $5 or $6 trillion spent on Middle East wars, and America is the most vulnerable country in the world with its power grid. As John McAfee, I know he's a colorful character, lived a bizarre life, but he was saying if the power system goes down and gone for a few months, it'll be total death and destruction, and within a year, if you do survive, you'll be living in a cave with a sackcloth. It's shocking. an EMF attack is the biggest single risk to America, apart from bioweapons. It's absolutely shocking. There's a long article here, I can't read it. It's too long. But any other good news? I come to one or two good news stories. I try to each week. Warning global shortage of laptop and cell phone materials. So that wouldn't be a shocking loss of life, as far as I'm concerned. The entire world and a generation of young people spending their life on computers and cell phones. Global shortage of laptop and cell phone materials on the horizon. Well, there's an undeclared war going on between Russia, China, and the United States to try and take over countries that have these precious metals, or what they call them. I'll come to it in this article. Technology device ownership continues to soar, with smartphones, tablets, laptops, computers now showing a strong presence in the majority of American households. But the materials used to manufacture those popular consumer electronics aren't quite as plentiful anymore. Experts warn, which could eventually lead to device shortages in the near future. Will put the price up. It was policy to have the basic phones at dirt cheap and didn't matter about credit rates. Give everybody, make sure everybody had a mobile phone to track you. Supplies of critical technology materials like gold, silver, platinum, palladium, for instance, are in short order these days. Well, there's one or two others that have surely been mentioned in this article. And researchers from the University of Delaware say that more needs to be done to address the problem. Even copper, a base metal used in not only personal electronic devices and also cars and homes, is not nearly as plentiful as it once was, posing a threat to various major industries. The international research team of UOD, University of Delaware, looked at this and demand the forecasts for the future on sustainability of global mineral supplies, and the situation appears dire. Not only are mineral supplies dwindling, but the companies that mine them are leaving behind a toxic and destructive legacy, which is having disastrous environmental effects. Sure. That's the whole thing about global warming. It's pollution to go after. Absolutely draconian fines for pollution on the offenders, not on people's existence. The sustainability policy of the United Nations, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, is to treat people like cattle and herd them into cities and create a rewilding of the area. They're using sustainability as a total destructive device to attack people. And he said this study, well, it goes on, it highlights that the mobile phones are the worst offenders for using up these resources. And then people throwing the mobile phones away to get the latest model. That's a shocking waste of resource. But push for more sustainable technologies creating worse mineral shortages. Just to read a paragraph or two of this, the irony of all this materials mining is that much of it is being done in response to nations of the world transitioning to clean, low-carbon technologies that require that use. Hybrid cars, for instance, require the use of specialized batteries for which large amounts of technology materials are essential. Yeah. Well, the Toyota Prius, the amount of energy used in getting the components together that are designed and purchased by Toyota are just absolutely massive. It's three or four times the energy that will be used in the life of the car. And these posturing posers that go around in Toyota Priuses, I mean, you couldn't get through to them what poses they are. It's not the point. If they want to get a clean technology, hydrogen and solar are the only two that are absolutely correct to use. Wind technology is disgusting. Wind turbines, they're appearing all over the UK here. And they are built with grants, and they'll be rusting hulks within a few years. The wind situation, 90% of Britain is totally irregular. And they are a disgrace. And again, political correctness and posturing is causing this industry to develop wind turbines, which is another disgraceful waste of money. But saying in this article, anyway, I'll finish this article. We're coming up to the first break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Back in again with Acapulco Moon River, return music, and we're talking about this latest crisis, which false or otherwise, I think it's fairly real, the shortage of precious metals to make computers and laptops and mobile phones. And there is, it is not saying it in this article, but there is a hidden war going on definitely between China, Russia, and the United States to get hold of these minerals. And some of the elements of these wars that are going on by the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex, that's part of the carry-on. It's known that Afghanistan has a vast reserve of these metals, and whereas everybody ensconced in the West is still have military in Afghanistan. Even basic, copper went sky-high with the $12,000 a ton, recently then it collapsed, but all these minerals, just suffice to say, are going shortage into shortage, and they in turn are going to cause many wars because of their shortages. But and another war going on here, it says, from Natural News, Jason Valley's writing this article, power companies are waging a secret war against solar. Well, that's our only hope if the grid goes down. And the other ironic thing straight away is the Chinese own most of the solar energy companies in the United States. And they own all the ports on the West Coast in California. And they're behind Jerry Brown's Calex, Calexit, California breaking away from the United States. And that's well documented by Dave Hodges. He is on the Common Sense Show. I know he's not associated with RBN anymore, but that is well documented on that site, what's going on there. But just briefly to cover this article here, about the warfare between high electric power grids and the solar industry. It says, despite several notable flaws, solar power is becoming more and more popular in the United States as a means of producing energy at a relatively low cost. However, out of fear that the solar industry could soon eat away at the traditional energy businesses, power companies are now pushing to end certain solar panel benefits for consumers. Well, that and smart meters is an attack on the consumer. Covered smart meters many, many times. They rip you off and they control your situation and they give off radiation to kill you. How about that? And Virginia Farver, if people look that up, Virginia Farver in Fort Collins, Colorado, about smart meters, you'll get all the information you need. It comes up on very good videos on YouTube immediately. It says here about this solar war. In Indiana, for example, power companies are urging lawmakers to advance a piece of legislation that, if enacted into law, would significantly curtail a benefit that is currently available to solar panel companies. Mark Mazzell, was it, president of the Indiana Energy Association, recently told a House committee that doing away with a particular state program that provides benefits to homeowners, schools, churches, would add a level of certainty to the industry. And more specifically, Mazzell Group is supporting a plan that would overhaul a process known as net metering, whereby solar panel owners can disperse excessive energy that they collect to the grid in exchange for credit. Well, they do that already in the UK for 10 or 15 years now. But excuse me. Sorry. You get paid for pumping excess energy if you're generating power from solar into the grid. The legislation proposed by Republican Senator Brad Hirschman would drastically reduce the rate at which solar power users in Indiana are compensated. Passage of the bill would establish a new set net metering rate in 5 years, which would cut more closely to the wholesale cost of energy as opposed to well, that's fair enough. They were paying over cost for it, which is ridiculous, which is another reason that this alternative energy in scramble is caused these wind turbines to be built, which, again, as I say, will become rusting hulks within a few years because they're not sustainable and they're damned expensive and they're not efficient. They've been built with subsidies. Although the cost, like the abandoned fracking wells, will be all over the place as well in America, and horrendous pollution for the same reason. Although the cost of solar power has dropped in recent years, the proposed bill is expected to decrease the amount of energy returned to the grid threefold. Those who oppose the legislation argue that the plan would effectively kill the solar industry by making it virtually impossible to financially compete. But anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break. And at the top of the hour, we'll have to be talking to Eric Hughes, but we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in again from the bottom of the hour break, and just been describing there another economic warfare against us, and it's just worth mentioning there, I've finished up the article, about the power companies waging a kind of a silent war against the solar industry, and Indiana, etc. But everywhere you go, I said, it's attack, attack, attack. And as I say so many times in this program, we are living under multi-layered criminal syndicates. Government, departments, law and order, multinationals who've merged together to form fascism. That's what we're living under. And Trump better, and this creature who I have no confidence in, Jeff Sessions, they better start cleaning the swamp. The evidence there against Comey and the rest of them, and Pizzagate and Clinton, it's screaming evidence, and nothing is happening. So I don't know if Trump intends seeing out the first 4 years, never mind 8 years, he better start very soon. But one article here, I haven't touched on a lot of health matters, but a very basic, simple one, and it's so true with young people who have a lack of sleep to be the health time bomb next to sugar. Well, lack of sleep for young people because they're involved with the flickering rate on phones and electronic Wi-Fi is affecting their sleep patterns, and that in turn is giving them depression. I know that from work I've done with people in depression. It's one of the many reasons people get depression for all sorts of reasons. And then it's a separate matter how you treat it, the different types of depression. and the different personalities, and I've done a lot of work on that, but I'll save that for another time. We do have full programs on that in the near future. But they're saying about, I hear it all the time around me, about young people with sleep disorders, and it's quite obvious why. But if Worry Natural News is putting this article out, and they have Dee Samuelson has written the article, if worry, anxiety, and excessive social activity, responsibilities, and or demanding work schedules or any other variable activity keeps you from sleeping, the price you pay may be steep. According to the report that in the London Telegraph, long-term acting against the clock, says Professor Russell Foster of Oxford University, can lead, running against the clock, he means. Talk simple language, is that this can lead to serious health problems, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and cancer. At first glance, it may be difficult to attribute a potential serious illness to simply not having enough sleep. Keep in mind that each individual has a different sleep requirement. Sure, that's very, like the body mass index. That belongs to the Stone Age. They're missing six elements in it. I've covered that many times. Ethnicity, body type, body size, limb type, and ethnicity of the parents before you decide on whether somebody's overweight, very overweight, or obese. But anyway, he's saying, and it doesn't necessarily fit into the well-known adage about getting 8 hours, but if your body requires 7 hours each night to regenerate, and you're only getting five, the repercussions can be swift. Well, especially women need more sleep than men. Studies have indicated that the loss of sufficient sleep for just one night quadruples your chances of getting a cold. I just read an article yesterday. It was on YouTube. The video: a truck driver who was snorting cocaine and heroin drove from Boston to Seattle 60 hours without taking a break, virtually no break. I presume he went to the loo in his in a 60-foot Arctic, articulated what they call in America an 18-wheeler, and he was picked up by the police. I assume that's the number plate recognition cameras picked him up, and he is now in trouble for drug abuse and driving outrageous hours, etc. That the European Union hours, you cannot drive more than 9 hours a day in a truck here, and that's on a tachograph. The tachographs here record in trucks. I have a HGV license, I have all the classes of licenses. It's 48 to 52 hours a week max, and 3 1-hour breaks a day. And it's way above that in America, and it's logbooks in America. But here it's a device in the truck. And you put your card in, the truck recognizes you, and you cannot break those hours. And it's a very serious fine for you and for the company if you break those hours. That's the tachograph rules. Excuse me. But anyway, that's the technical grid we're living in the UK. But just to finish this article about sleep deprivation, it is related to what I'm saying there. Dr. Neil Gold, a sleep consultant, says the lack of shut eye suppresses immunity, and that's not all. Other effects include power of concentration, slow reaction time, etc. And I give people one other piece of advice. I've done long-distance driving, nearly 2 million miles over the years, 1.75. You can drive all day with brakes and into the night, but never, never, never drive into the morning light. After that, your senses are 50% gone. You can't detect it. But your senses and reactions are about 50% gone. Never drive into the morning light after a long distance driving at night. But Dr. Sam Gottfried, who admits to being an undersleeper, says that the lack of restful sleep is the next thing to sugar, and it's the next health bomb. Technology has a large role to play in our society's sleep deprivation. Artificial light, LEDs, fluorescent lights, bulbs, from computer screens, television screens, and other light devices prevent people from getting proper sleep, etc., etc. And it goes on and on. It's really the bleeding obvious. But that is the big thing with young people today. And parents not doing their job at all. They're overdoing it, all age groups on computers, etc. But again, another story about, again, crime. The latest figure is going up all the time. I'm not reading directly from that, but they say there's now $9 trillion missing out of the accounts of the Pentagon. $9 trillion. And one guy who was in charge of a budget there 5 years ago, I reckon there was $3 trillion missing, and that went to Israel. Right? And the guy involved was some budget director guy. He was also a rabbi, of course. But no investigation into that, and the missile that hit the Pentagon in the 9/11 disaster, that was the Office of Budget and Accounting that was destroyed. Isn't that ironic, etc.? But anyway, this article here is saying, on a different level, gang of thieves, the DEA stole $3.2 billion in cash from innocent people in only a decade. And Justin Gardner is writing this article in Activist Post that a bombshell report from the Inspector General IG at the Department of Justice has exposed the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, for the colossal thieves they are. According to the report, more than $4 billion in cash from... the DEA seized more than $4 billion in cash from people since 2007, but $3.2 billion of the seizures were never connected to any criminal charges. Yeah, warfare of the government versus the people. The figure does not even include the seizure of cars and electronics. That's hard cash. Well, they're going on Amtrak trains, and if you've more than a few hundred dollars on you, they can say you're a drug dealer and just take it off you. And if you have to sue them in court to get it back. We know that. There's endless stories on RPN about that. This thievery is possible through the insidious practice of civil asset forfeiture, CAF, where law enforcement can seize cash property on the mere suspicion of being involved in criminal activity. Well, coming up in the next hour, I want to talk to, Eric, we give it the whole hour, Eric Hughes, on behalf of Tom Lacavera, who's been has trumped up charge hit on him for attending an event, the Malheur event. We'll come to that in the next hour. But this is leading up to this. This is where the state attacking people. That's why I'm going through this now. Originally developed in the 1980s to go after organized crime, CAF has mushroomed into a source of revenue for cops across the country, from local, state to federal, in what's become known as policing for profit. When an innocent person's cash is stolen by the DEA, that person must petition it to get it back, meaning the burden of proof and the burden of time and expense. It is on the unlucky victim who never did anything wrong in the first place. In fact, forfeiture proceedings start from the presumption of guilt. And what I was saying, if it's a clever scheme and the DEA knows it, the IG, who's the IG? Let's go back on this one. The Inspector General found that petitions were filed in only 20% of DEA cash seizures. Yeah, 80% know that they no chance of getting it back. As Reason magazine points out, the IG report highlights just how arbitrary these seizures can be. We found that different task force officers made different decisions in similar situations. When deciding whether to seize all the cash discovered, the Inspector General wrote, these different demonstrate how seizure decisions can appear arbitrary, which should be a concern for the department, both because of potentially improper conduct and because even the appearance of arbitrary decision-making in asset seizure can fuel public perception that law enforcement is not using its authority legitimately. Very convoluted way of writing. The case of a man traveling at an airport with $27,000 is a prime example of how the DEA can just take the cash on a whim without even bothering to pretend it has to do with the criminal activity. When a task force officer explained that the U.S. currency in the bag was going to be seized pending further investigation, the passenger asked whether he could keep some of the currency to travel home. The passenger asserted that all of the currency in the bag was his, and the task force officers allowed him to retain $1,000. This seizure resulted in an administrative forfeiture of $27,000 to the U.S. government. And the DEA explained to the OIG and other organizations that, other than the events surrounding the seizure, there was no subsequent investigation activity or additional law enforcement benefits. But, and as just one other statistic, indeed most of the DEA cash seizures don't relate to any criminal investigation. 82% of cases reviewed by the IG were settled without any judicial review. The DEA focuses on airports, train stations, and bus terminals. Beware. Relying on travel records and a host of confidential informants to target people they believe will have lots of cash. The DEA gives itself wide latitude to pin you as a suspect for detainment and search. Woe to those traveling to or from known source cities for drug trafficking, purchasing a ticket within 24 hours of travel. Short notice purchasing a ticket for a long flight with an immediate return, purchasing a one-way ticket and traveling without checked baggage. The IG concludes that DEA is posing a great risk to the civil liberties by continuing to these practices, etc., etc., etc. But anyway, the article goes on and on and on. But there's been endless articles on this. But 3.2 billion cash taken illegally by the government of people since 2007. Absolutely shocking. But I used to live in the States, so I would not like to live there now. But anyway, go back to a brief health story or two on the heading of some good news stories. It says Mike Adams is saying here, one of his writers, August, yes, scientists have discovered a way to destroy cancer tumors using nothing but sound waves. And everybody knows there's an alternative to chemotherapy, many. A recent breakthrough in high-intensity focused ultrasound therapy, HIFU it's known as, technology has proven its use as an effective cancer treatment. Well, that and vitamin C and many, many others. Dr. Bill Deagle has many, many protocols on that. A multi-institutional research from China developed a semi-enclosed spherical cavity transducer that can produce a focused standard wave field and a subsequent scale, sub-wavelength scale focus region and extremely high ultrasound activity. The spherical cavity transcender, too technical to read out. Anyway, sound wave technology to treat cancer is coming up the line as an alternative. But knowing the pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession, and nobody to stand up for the public, that'll be bought out in some way, shape, or form. But last week I ran out of time. We had a long chat with somebody, a caller, but I said I'd read out Paul Craig Roberts' articles, and I have one here. If we just check the time we've left on here, a few minutes, yeah. Federal courts say foreigners, not U.S. citizens, are entitled to due process. This is Paul Craig Roberts. And he's saying the U.S. Constitution applies to U.S. citizens, and the amendments known as the Bill of Rights guarantee due process as a protection of U.S. citizens' civil liberties. That's the theory, but not the practice. Trump's travel ban applies to non-U.S. citizens, primarily to refugees from the Bush-Obama bombings of numerous Muslim countries. Some of these refugees whose families and countries were destroyed by American troops could harbor feelings of revenge against Americans. The Ninth Circuit panel injunction against Trump's executive order gives the Constitution protection of U.S. citizens to non-citizens, apparently on the basis of due process and religious discrimination arguments. The panel judges, well, the Ninth Circuit has an appalling reputation of handing down appalling decisions. The panel of judges said that Trump's executive order runs contrary to the fundamental structure of our constitutional democracy. So too does bombing numerous Muslim countries over the course of the past 16 years, about which nothing has been done. One would think that with the Democratic Party's merger with identity politics, and with liberal, progressive, left-leaning of the Ninth Circuit Court, more of a stink would have been raised about bombing Muslims gratuitously, at least than by placing a mere ban on their entry into the U.S. But it all depends on who does the bombing and who does the ban. Identity politics required Americans' first black president to be supported at all costs, and Trump, white, heterosexual, male billionaire, to be treated with contempt. That's a fair statement. Dear readers, none of the U.S. federal, Obama's executive orders were absolutely disgraceful. Just about every one of them were absolutely disgraceful. Dear readers, none note that the U.S. federal courts, this is Paul Craig Roberts speaking, the U.S. federal courts roll out the Constitution in order to protect non-citizens from a president's executive order preventing their entry into the U.S., but refuse to protect the constitutional rights of American citizens from arbitrary indefinite detention and execution without due process. Excuse me. The fact that constitutional rights no longer apply to citizens, only to non-citizens, has evoked no comment from the liberal progressive left. Well, the mainstream media just won't cover this. They are just hardcore bigots. MSN and CNN being the leader of them, and the New York Times and the Washington Post, you have Jeff Bezos who owns the Washington Post and Amazon, having a $600 million contract with the CIA to print whatever they want him to print. That's what the contract is about. But he was saying here from the Democratic Party, from Harvard Law School, and from American Bar, no complaints from these, or the American Bar Association, or from the Federalist Society, not from anyone, or from any. And for my rewards for telling the truth, Harvard University Library has published a large list of false, misleading, and satirical news sources, of which Paul Craig Roberts is included. That's an outrage. Paul Craig Roberts' articles are outstanding, and his site is www.paulcraigroberts.org. They are collector's pieces, as good as Kennedy's speeches, which were written by John Kennedy, and I'll name his life speech right after the break. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Back in again, and I've just been reading an article. I've failed to catch up with his articles many times, but each week now I will read out a Paul Craig Roberts article, to be fair. And he's saying federal courts say foreigners, not U.S. citizens, are entitled to due process. And he knows what he's talking about. He worked inside the government and out, and his articles are spot on. And he says Americans are apparently Harvard's library are unaware that hardly any of the experts who have chosen to speak out about official 9/11s. A story, including those first responders inside the two towers, believe a word of the official story. Harvard librarians are apparently so ill-read that they are unfamiliar with books by the 9/11 Commission Chairman, Vice Chairman, and Legal Counsel, who wrote that that information was withheld from the 9/11 Commission, that the Commission was set up to fail. Well, usually the inquiry is the cover-up. That's the British perfected that. Harvard librarian is apparently unfamiliar with the testimony of demolition experts that the buildings came down as a result of controlled demolition. Yeah, they were using micro-nukes. Bill Deagle has written the definitive article on that again. I keep referring to Bill Deagle, but he's an expert on 18 levels of science and medicine, and nobody will challenge him on that. Most of the debris was taken away, put on barges and brought away on ships and buried in mine shafts in China. So if the nuclear traces couldn't be picked up, or they were picked up in the dust, those people who did get them analyzed, including Bill Deagle. Harvard University has no interest in the truth. Harvard's sole interest is to remain a member of the ruling establishment, and that requires telling lies. Harvard will tell lies. Well, the people who would make donations to them are the multinationals. Well, as Gerald Salenta said, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. That's basically, they're part of the military-industrial complex. Lies being Harvard's riches, making Harvard so rich that by Ron Unz, as one of their contributors, argues Harvard does not need to change tuition and does own to charge tuition and does only out of greed. It's a very wealthy organization. Decades ago, my University of California, Berkeley, I'm amazed BC Paul Fay Roberts were there, but that's when it was a civilized university many years ago, 50, 60 years ago. Economics professor became Dean of Arts and Sciences at Harvard. My term paper on the course had been published in the prestigious journal, the name of it, years later when he learned that my book, The Supply Side Revolution, had passed the peer review process of Harvard University Press and was slated for publication. He sent for me and he said he wanted to have me appointed to the Harvard Economic Faculty because the university's belief in economics had proven false and that the economics faculty needed a broad-based person such as myself to bring the subjects back to life. And that's what he does in his articles. In the real world, I wished him luck and wondered how a dean this naive could survive at Harvard. And of course he didn't. For the dean at Harvard, my work was a strong point. And he goes on and on about that. But the Harvard University, another one on the BBC, Stephanie Flanders, used to be a top economics reporter, and then she went working for J.P. Morgan. And I'll tell you the rest of that after the break. But anyway, hopefully back with Eric Hughes after the... we're at the top of the hour and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.